This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy. Hide and seek.
You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice are with you.
That's right. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. And our first guests this evening are Adam and Frank from Hallam, Melbourne. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Marhaba.
Mother Hubbard.
No? Very pleased to have you with us.
Indeed.
Thank you.
So your Hallam, Melbourne's first birthday this weekend?
Yes, correct. This person.
So what is Hallam, Melbourne?
That's support Arab gay group, and anyone from Arab background, just we support him and we'll be like...
A great social network and a place to get together and have a chat.
Yes, from some background, yeah. Exactly, that's right.
What countries would this would you have represented in your group?
Like Arab, any country speak in Arabic language. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much all the Middle East, isn't it?
No.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
And this is not a culture that we directly connect homosexuality to in a comfortable way.
Well, yeah, not indirectly. Not directly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it exists.
Indeed.
But maybe not in the open as much as other cultures possibly.
And so... What is that? Is that family? Is it religion? Is it what's the core?
What is it?
History?
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
All of them.
Is Arabic culture? It's very much all of those things are combined into a thing. Because in a Caucasian Australian, white Australia way, we often separate politics and religion and culture, but in Arabic culture, is it very much combined?
Yeah, they all they blend together.
Because it ultimately stems from tribal groups, doesn't it? Have I got that understanding right? Like a lot of the politics evolves out of the tribal groups. And
well, generally in the Middle East, it's very culture-driven, and they don't like to change much.
Thousands and thousands of years would suggest that.
Thousands of years, yes. But the separation from church and state is very important, but it's slowly happening, which is allowing groups like us around the world to slowly emerge, and the idea is changing. And that's the idea of our group, to get a little bit more awareness and a little bit more support. It's not as bad as it used to be, but it definitely can improve.
What does Hallam mean?
Well, the word to Hallam in Arabic means to dream, and the idea by choosing that name is that one day the dream would be equality for all.
Fantastic.
Hmm.
No, that's good. It's a great name.
It's a good aim.
Good aim, yes.
We'd like that in Australia one day too.
We do.
Or people from an Arab, or gay men particularly, shall we say, from an Arab
background,
and depending on the country, experience some pretty tough times.
It is.
Yeah, it depends what country in the Middle East. My family's originally from Lebanon. It's not as bad as some of the other countries, but yes, that's right.
In fact, parts of Lebanon are quite... sort of Western, aren't they,
well,
in a lot of ways?
Yes, I was in Lebanon a couple of years ago, and there was at least five or six gay bars.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, Lebanon is or was predominantly the Middle East of Lebanon. We all know that. But it's also the Las Vegas of the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah. Where predominantly a lot of other men and women, gay or straight, choose to party or be a little bit more open in Beirut.
Which brings me nicely to... Oh, it's probably a little early to have a go at you about that. I'll hold it back a little.
How long have your families been in Australia?
I'm personal. I've been like 20 years.
Yep.
Just by myself.
Just by yourself.
My family still overseas.
And yourself, Frank?
My family migrated out here in the early 70s.
Yep. So not first generation. You are originally from the Middle East and first generation yourself, Frank. So.
Yep.
Do you think do others in gay Arabic men do they find that it is becoming easier to be accepted as a gay man for families who have been here longer?
I don't think so because too many like family coming already here they find it like a little bit hard to accept it or sometimes like they accept son or girl whatever but they say I don't want anybody to know. Like traditional, we don't want to know, or religion, we don't want anyone to know. And that's why when we create Helm Group, we said, like, no politics, no religion. Like, when you come in the group, we don't ask what your religion is.
Well, I was going to ask if you were both practicing Muslims, but I won't now. because they're...
We're both practicing good citizens.
Well done.
Amen to that. this group getting it off the ground, was it difficult or did you have a swarm of people saying thank God yeah?
We had like both like some people said oh thanks God we have this group to be like together to be support
finally
and,
yeah
yes
yeah.
and other people like oh, yeah we want to come in but we get a lot of questions.
Are there people like, too scared to come?
A lot of people are concerned about, being discreet, which we are definitely discreet, and we're very, very supportive. But a lot of people have concerns of discretion because generally, it's not really generally, but most people have this imagination that because you're Arab, everybody knows you and your family and who you are.
Right.
But we are discreet, and we find that most of the people in the group generally don't know of one another either.
So it's not like you're going to be necessarily running into your cousin's wife's.
Well, if you
friend,
are, it's fabulous.
You know. Yeah, exactly.
True.
Now,
power in numbers,
Frank. Indeed. Were you born here?
I was born in Sydney. Yes.
Right. And 70s, 80s.
81.
81. Right. Okay.
Just had my birthday.
Me too.
Happy
officially,
birthday.
Officially an adult, or I'm trying to be anyway. 32.
I guess what I was getting at is in the 70s, Australian society referred to just about anyone that was not English as wogs,
right?
Unless you were Chinese, which they referred to as other derogatory terms. I guess we got over that, and then all of a sudden, the World Trade Center hit and all of the issues that our society has been made to be fearful of has seen an emergence of, I guess, a new form of discrimination. Do you experience that?
Actually, personally, no. I personally haven't myself, but I know of others. Who have. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that happens so much in Australia. Globally, possibly. But personally, I haven't. But
and maybe it's relative to pockets.
Right.
Which is quite often the case.
Yeah. And I mean, we hear that Melbourne is a lot more accepting, perhaps, and then Sydney in particular? Yes. Is that been your experience, Adam?
Yes, I did, actually. In the 2000, when 11 September happened, I was just to start Arab Gay Group.
Yes.
And I had, like, very bad experience with... people was, like, abuse me or, like, sometime, yeah.
Right.
And I did have one interview on Joy FM again, regard this one. And they're also very supportive, and like PLC and VIC, they're also very supportive for us, for a group.
Good.
That's great.
Pleased to hear that.
Yeah,
we're speaking with Adam and Frank. They are from Hallam, Melbourne, shortly celebrating their first birthday. We'll enjoy talking to them further right after this. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek.
Great topics, great radio.
Hide and Seek.
Touching our community right around the nation.
Hide and Seek.
Reaching far and wide. Stream us now. Joy 94.9.
We certainly are reaching far and wide, and we'd like to say hello to Paul and Ben, who are listening to us in Bali. Stephen and Ali, who are tuned to their wireless in Vancouver. And Irene in Denise, is it?
In London.
In London.
Yep.
Hello to you all.
Hello.
And thank you very much for joining us.
David and Nathan in the car.
Oh, wow. Look out.
Plus then, everybody else that liked my status on Facebook.
You are allowed to invite
them in. Well, okay.
Logistics.
So that we're of course talking to Adam and Frank from Hello Melbourne, and they've brought their own audience, so that's fantastic. We love guests that bring out their international audience.
The entourage. Great.
We've gone global.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Halim's first birthday this coming Saturday at the Eureka Hotel.
Yeah, now what's that about?
What do you want to know?
Well, I thought there was a thing about alcohol and...
Arabic and Arab culture. Yeah.
Not in Australia.
No.
Is that the deal? I don't
Frankie
know.
Frankie can't talk about it. Well,
we do like our drinks and our men. Oh. And our music,
that.
Yes.
So you've got a big party planned, I hear.
We have a massive party with some entertainment with a all night DJ, a mixture of English and Arabic dance beats. We've even got drag shows and Burka dancing queens.
Oh, fantastic!
Controversial, very controversial.
A sequin burka. How cool is that?
That's a surprise, actually.
Well, I've just given it away, sorry. And what Arab party is without a hunky male belly dancer?
Wow.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Abdul is gorgeous.
Suddenly I'm interested.
That's so sweet.
Certainly I am interested. When is this gig?
This Saturday.
And you've got some prizes to raffle off or something?
We've got a lot of door prizes, but our major door prizes, one of them's from David the Celebrant at gayceremonies.com.au.
Oh, wow.
Get a little wedding happening thing.
He's been very generous, and he's given away a fully transferable ceremony. So
it could be a funeral?
God.
Could be.
If you want.
Could be. So, provided you've found Mr. or Mrs. Right, not just right now. However, it is transferable even to a straight wedding.
There you go.
Well,
sounds like a good night.
And he's also throwing in a David Jones voucher.
Nice.
So, that's valid about 600. And we've got Adam and Steve, which is the other major door prize from Hampstead Dental. They're giving away a massive $750 dental voucher.
Fantastic.
So, Frank, what do I have to do to win you?
You'll have to speak to Adam about that. He's my pimp. No.
Gentlemen, have a wonderful celebration on the 15th of June at the Eureka Hotel. 1 year of Hallam Melbourne, and may you have many, many more.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Come back and let us know how it all goes, and we'll
keep
in touch.
We hope to see you there.
Is there a website or something?
You can join us at Facebook at Hallam2012.
At Gmail.
They haven't caught up with you.
Yep.
There must be a cultural thing.
Well, no, we started the group
in 2012.
Or you can email us at Hallam2012@gmail.com.
So Facebook, just search for Hallam or Hallam2012@gmail.
I imagine you would, like, the more you get out there, the more you'll continue to grow.
Well, definitely. As the group grows and as the followers of people start to recognise what our aim is for the community, definitely.
Good stuff.
And, of course, as you were saying, it's not your first birthday celebration is for everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody's welcome to come along.
So whether you're an Arab or an Arab lover.
Gay or straight, it's all.
GBLT. I? Is there an I in there somewhere?
Yes.
Abdul was enough for me. As James said, it's wonderful to hear some good news coming from the Arab community. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thanks.
To Adam and to Frank.
Thanks, guys, and thanks, Joy.
Thanks very much. Happy birthday. Bye.
You're with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.